This episode of An Unexpected Podcast is brought to you by Milk of Magnesia, Philips. Gentle relief in as little as 30 minutes. Thank you. Hello, friends, and welcome to An Unexpected Podcast. I'm Ez.
And I'm Rosie.
And we are talking Tolkien. We're coming to you from the North Farthing in the grand old state of Ohio. My friends, welcome, welcome, welcome. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing great. Like, seriously, I think we both feel so good right now because I said it to you earlier, we kind of ping-ponged this not feeling good kind of thing for a couple of days now. And like, you know, you had a virus. You thought you had allergies.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then it turned out to be a real, like, some kind of virus. You had fever, all that good stuff.
Yep, body cramps, yep.
You felt better, and then I got some sort of stomach ache cramps, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it turned into this whole something, inflammation in the body. My body's fighting something.
Headaches.
I got huge headaches, and I learned my lesson. You can't just quit caffeine for 2 days if you make your coffee every morning and you stop doing that. Like, I got the worst headaches, and I thought it was connected to that, you know, inflammation, whatever it was.
Right.
And then I realized, I haven't had a coffee in like 2 days because I didn't feel like eating, drinking anything but water.
Right.
And I realized, maybe I should have a bit of coffee. And I was shocked how, you know,
that was this morning.
This morning. And before I had like this headache kept coming back. I took some ibuprofen because I didn't know what to do. It was so bad. It was like a real bad migraine. And I didn't know what to do. I felt awful. And this morning I was like, okay, I feel like coming back a little bit again. So we went and got some coffee. Since never had a headache.
Yeah, you were good. Like, you, I was like, 30 minutes later, you were kind of like, I'm great, you know?
I really was. And you were like, you were so happy. You said it to me, I'm so happy to have you back.
I have you back. I was so happy. Like, for the last couple of days, it was just like, I was just here by myself. I mean, I was here with you. Sorry, but like.
No, but seriously, I was sleeping all day, all night.
I know, and you felt awful. And I didn't know what you, like, you know, when you don't know what to do and you don't really know how to help your partner out or whatever, you're sort of like, oh, they're sick. You know, what do you do? It's just, it's kind of crazy. So speaking of that,
the ping pong ball now goes back to you.
It now goes back to me because about a day and a half, maybe 2 days, I've been dealing with something. And if you listen to who this podcast is brought to you by, you know exactly what all Ez was dealing with. Holy cow. I said this to Lottie, and this is some of you right now understand what I'm about to say. Some of you have not had this battle yet. And I can say that now. I can full on say that with full confidence. And I can say there are some listening who are like, oh yeah, I've heard that, you know, whatever. And there are some of you who are like, no, I've been there. Understand it. Know what's happening right now. I know what Ez is even about to say. It's something I would probably, it's like the Battle of Turd Morton. You know, I've just been like on it, like the battlefield, sitting on the battlefield for so long. I am profusely sweating right now. We literally, you're like, well, why wouldn't you just give yourself some time to relax before you turn on the podcast? Now is the time. The podcast is brought to you by Philips Milk of Magnesia. We are here and we're doing it. It's like, didn't want to say anything to you yesterday. And I'm sitting here going like, hold on a second. This is not getting better. And I
was watching you and I was like, sweetie, what's wrong? And you were like, nothing. It's all good.
Just thinking. No, just thinking about something.
I could totally tell something is off.
Oh my gosh. Let me just say, so we're covering today like the Battle of the Five Armies, and we've been battling. We have been battling our viruses. We've been battling just different things. Allergies, constipation, all sorts of stuff. It's just absolutely ridiculous. So, and along that line, nature, by the way, we also were in a battle last night.
Oh my gosh.
So this episode is going to sound a little different because, one, we're lucky to have power right now.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, those of you who are listening, I have thought, anytime I you go through a storm or you hear about tragedies in other places too, like I always feel like, oh man, like it's awful there. I guess northeast of here, you know, like we had tornadoes touch down, we had different things going on. We drove around town today and trying to see just where people were at, checking on my dad to see if everybody's mm-hmm. good. Like we saw green lightning last night. Two things have happened. I've never had the battle that I had earlier today. Never in my life. And it's sort of like, oh, okay, people have constipation, dude, from time to time. Sorry, some of you are probably eating your oatmeal and having a wonderful breakfast right now, and I'm ruining it for you. And I'm sorry, but that's just the way it's going to be. So, but like, then last night, I was like, okay, I've seen a storm, right? I've seen this, there's lightning, go back to bed. As I go to lay back down, I was like, oh, this is pretty bad. This is kind of a bad storm. All of a sudden, I look outside, and it was like Lord Voldemort, he who must not be named.
I know.
Was out there fighting Dumbledore or something. I know this is a Lord of the Rings podcast, but guys, I have never seen anything like the Killing Curse was like, the green lightning was everywhere. Uh-huh. Everywhere. Yeah. I saw it multiple times. And before I said it out loud to you, I was like, "That am I seeing things?"
No, yeah. I told you. I've seen it like that night yesterday. I seen it before you woke up even. Mm. I seen green lightning. I was like, did I really see that just now?
Right.
And then later on, we saw it together. And then later on, you light back down. I saw turquoise lightning. The storm was already went through, you know, our town. And then you could see it in the distance. The sky was lighting up constantly. It was like a party up there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I saw like turquoise lightning.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, it was so many different colors that I was sort of, I actually thought I was like, is there a transformer, you know, outside that was getting, which is on the electrical pole or whatever, did it blow up? And we're seeing different like types of,
I think that's what it fire is,
or flame or whatever, you know, so, yeah.
So if ever anyone of you has ever experienced something like this, like let us know if you know what exactly this could be. We heard, like we read some theories, it might be like a tornado up there or like, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
just forming, or others say it's the power.
Some people say it's a myth. Some people say that there is no
don't exist.
That green lightning it doesn't necessarily exist. And I'm like, I saw it. You know, I've seen red lightning, like heat lightning at night in the summertime.
Really?
Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh my goodness, it's like it's almost red. It's like this.
I mean,
orange-ish
we might see it tonight.
Yeah,
it's still so humid. It feels like we're going to have another storm tonight.
I am soaked right now. I am soaked.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Like from head to toe, Lottie's looking. There's a reason there's not a video version of this podcast. One, it's just like, so Lane always, we used to joke that it took me forever to set up the podcast. I'm running around trying to set everything up. I'm like sweating or whatever. There was no setup for this podcast. The microphones are already here. Everything's already set up kind of in our little office area. And you just walk over. The floor is sticky. I mean, the floor is literally like it's so, we have the windows open. The humidity is so intense. We're just sharing. Friends, we're just sharing with you right now what's going on. We just wanted to get on here and talk with you a little bit because we love you.
Literally blown away.
Yeah, it was just like,
what's happening right now.
Well, we wanted to do this episode like days ago, you know, like after we watched the Battle of the Five Armies, you know, like, so we haven't had a chance to do it. Well, why? Because we got sick and this and that and this and that and so on. We had a yard sale and we were sick during the yard sale. You know what I mean? Like, so ridiculous. So just been a whole bunch of different things. And we kind of wanted to share. I was waiting last night to see if there was like purple lightning, because I felt like when I saw the green lightning, it was the first time that I had saw Luke Skywalker ignite his green lightsaber. I was like, oh, they have that? You know what I mean? The first time you see it, you're like, oh, it's just blue lightsabers. Oh, there's a red one. Bad guys have the red ones, you know, whatever. But then to see a green one, you're like, whoa, you know?
Yeah.
So it was just another level. My dad, by the way, like we went over, we get a call last night at like midnight, and he's like, yeah, there's like a transformer blew up, and he has this little, Columbia Gas has this little like house or something. It's like a little small one room building, but it looks just like a house or whatever. We call it the little greenhouse, and it houses a lot of their gas pipes and like levers and whatever valves and stuff. And it's right there. They actually pay my dad a little bit of money because it's actually on his property line. He had it surveyed and he's like, yeah, I think you guys, you know, kind of put this in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
So anyways, he gets a little bit of money for having it there. But one of the live wires was hanging down.
I know.
On it. They called the fire department. Like, the fire's ablazing. Sparks are going. Lightning striking. I was like, what is actually going on right now?
We were so worried about your dad. Because he was, I mean, it's crazy. He was like, hopefully it's not going to blow up. I mean.
Oh, yeah, no. He was just like, my dad full-on got dressed. Like, he was like, put my shoes on, got dressed, ready to leave the house, you know? I was like, jeez.
Good for him. And he still doesn't have power.
No, he does not. So, yeah, I know where there's...
And we don't have internet. So, who knows when we can get this episode uploaded.
Right. Because Kenobi comes out tomorrow, and I swear to you, if I can't... We will be driving to the big city to watch it if we have to.
We will.
It's crazy. Sorry, guys.
This is how determined we are.
This is also what I'll be doing if this happens during the show, the Second Age show. It's like, look, if you have to drive to the big city to watch the show, you got to do it. You got to do what you got to do. So...
Right.
Anyway. Just wild. So, yeah. With that being said, we don't really have any show news. We don't really have anything to kind of look up here. So we're just kind of doing an episode to get it out there, because we actually have coming up, I think this weekend, we have the Fellowship of the Ring.
Yeah.
So we're going to be watching that. That's going to be Saturday. I'm not sure. Did we decide Saturday morning or Saturday night? I don't know if we've even decided. It has to be at night, doesn't it?
Probably
because we have
night.
The yard sale.
Yeah, because we're doing the yard sale. And I think more people are down to watch it.
Watch it
night.
In the evening. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I and feel it's like cool. We put it on Facebook, Instagram again, and Facebook.
Yeah,
like hey,
and there's just different times, so depending on where people listen and where they check in at. Kind of cool. We always like your brother is over in Australia, and so it's always interesting to think about like how far ahead they are. And
it's amazing. We're at it's nighttime. That you know, like let's say it's Wednesday here, nighttime, and for him it's Thursday morning, 10 o'clock, and I'm like I'm about to go to bed on a Wednesday, and for him it's already Thursday morning. It's always
right. He's midway through his Thursday.
So shout out to all our Australian and New Zealanders.
Shout out to you guys. Hit us up, by the way, if you're from across the way there. I know we've got we actually had at the unexpected party we had Mel showed up from Australia, so that was wild.
That's
I was
amazing.
Like, yeah, she was on a kind of a great little tour and visiting and stuff or whatever, and she was up near, had friends in Cleveland, and so came down. I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Sounds so cool.
It's so neat, you know, now that I've gone to Germany and Costa Rica and Scotland, and I've been bouncing around or whatever, and I've like Lottie, I mean, you know, just... I don't know, Europe and getting to, you speak a, you know, different language, and it's just like, it's so cool to be, I guess, connected to all these different people now. I feel more connected. The podcast has always helped me connect to people around the world.
Yeah.
And then to just sort of also go visit those places and have those connections, it's just huge. And so I know we haven't had a chance to do, we've had COVID, we've had all sorts of things going on, we've had some ups and downs and just various things happening. So we haven't had a party. We haven't had a real hangout or whatever.
Yeah.
But Lottie and I are thinking about doing some, you know, like more conventions just popping out and seeing some. By the way, that's a huge semi truck going by. Sorry about that. We got the windows open here. So you're going to get some trucks.
But it doesn't really make a difference having the windows open. Like there's no airflow right now. Yeah.
This is so weird. There's I'm gonna quick little tangent here. All right. There's a part and I always think of whenever I'm talking with Lottie, by the way, shout out to our new podcast, Shell Cottage Radio. If you guys haven't had a chance to go check it out, we are literally about to take off on our reread of the Harry Potter series. So if you're down for that, let us know and go follow us over there, because I'm about to make a Harry Potter reference. Because what was the one I always think about? It's the movie where Dudley shows up with his gang. The weather is changing.
The fifth, right?
So Order of the Phoenix. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it is so hot. You can see in that film, like Harry's sweating on the swing. He's he's like all glossed up. All right. And in the book, if you remember, it was extremely hot. And like that's when they're at the jersey.
It was summer. Yeah.
So, but it was like, It's normally summertime anyways, but this for some reason was like those I don't know if it was like what they call here the dog days of summer or something. It was just it was so dry, it was so hot, it was so
I remember that he was sorry, this is so much Harry Potter, but
it's fine.
He was underneath, like he was listening to the news because he had nothing to do. All his friends were not really like telling him anything. And it's been so dry, and he was like, if this is the biggest news right now, there's nothing really going on
right.
But the heat wave in Britain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was just this massive heat wave or whatever. So so it's crazy. We had this storm, and like everyone around here is talking, the next several days are going to be like 90s to 100. So you're right. They're like, oh my God, it's going to be like crazy hot. So there are some people in parts of the world that are going like, yeah, come on. Like, I mean, there people who live in Florida, I can't do it. I don't understand it. I like the Shire. Yeah. I like the North Farthing. I like where I'm at. Germany's weather is similar to that as well.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yep. But it's like, holy smokes. It's so, I don't know, down. I could not do equator weather.
No,
like
this, I don't know. Not for a long time, yeah.
Sorry. But anyways, okay, back to what I was saying, though, you know, in terms of visiting convention stuff, we just found out, you guys know I'm a huge Star Wars fan. I've been watching the Kenobi series, doing some cool stuff over on my TikTok shorts. You can go check out at Hyperspace Hangout, doing some cool stuff there. Matt and I are covering the series. And we just found out that the in London, Star Wars Celebration will be there next year.
Yes.
Which is so exciting because I was just like, I was just talking to you. You're like, oh, do they ever do it anywhere outside of the United States? I'm like, yeah, they did once. They did a London edition. Don't know if they're going to do that for a while. And literally the next year, it's like, oh, we're going to go to London. And I'm like, perfect. This is the perfect timing for me because then I can go visit your family a little bit. And I can kind of bounce over there and go to Celebration. So in the future, just throwing this out there, if anybody's over there in London going to the convention center and you want to swing by and hang out,
that'd
be
fun. And we might see some hobbits there too, right? You say all kinds of fandoms are showing up in their cosplays.
Yeah. Oh, it's wild. People do sort of, what do they call it? Like the blends or whatever, where they do sort of like a blend of Star Wars and Lord of the Rings or whatever. And then, so you have those, which are neat. Cool. Then you have people straight up coming in saying, oh, sorry, it's wrong convention. They're dressed up as Frodo. It's like, you know, he's running around with Sting trying to, you know.
Please, if you're listening and you're like, oh, this is an awesome idea. Please.
Do it.
I want to see you there.
Yeah, please. Please do. Yeah. So anyway, cool stuff. Just wanted to say hey to you guys. We love you. And this is all the things that have been kind of going on in our lives and why the episode's a little delayed. And it is what it is, friends. Okay, so there we are. Are you ready, though?
I'm ready.
Let's jump in. Let's talk about this film and let's talk about what went down. So a lot of different things here. There we go. Got the notes up. So
okay,
we're on one phone here, and we just literally have a couple of notes that we took during the thing. Do you want to read them, or do you want... Yeah, here.
No,
you can just read the bullet point that I wrote,
and I'll
talk about whatever the said thing is. Now, before we go into those notes, though, how did you feel in general about the Battle of the Five Armies, the movie? How did you feel, thinking back?
I feel like, for the longest time, this was the... Out of the three Hobbit movies, this was the one where I could, you know... pay the least attention to, like, it was the hardest. I had the hardest time to pay attention somehow. I don't know why. We had such a cool chat going on. Maybe that's because you're chatting to other people. You're kind of thinking about other things. And I don't know. I had a hard time just following for some reason.
The movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until the battle starts. I mean, I love when. And I love that in the book even more when Bilbo takes the Arkenstone and goes and gives it to the elves. And then and then he goes back and he even says, it was me. Like, that's, to me, is the bravest thing ever. Like, who does that? So I truly celebrate Bilbo for that.
You know who was rewarded for that type of behavior and that type of action or whatever in Harry Potter? Neville Longbottom. Standing up to your friends.
I know.
You know, in the first book, like that sort of thing where you have to say to your friends, hey, no, this is not whatever. And Dumbledore rewards him and says, that's a tough thing to do, to say to your friends, hey, sorry, you're doing something wrong. I don't want you guys to get in trouble. I'm here to stop you.
I know.
Or whatever. And so Bilbo's in that situation where he's trying to help his friends out. He understands that it's a curse. There's this dragon sickness. There's this situation. Yeah, I mean, Thorin is struggling here big time. So, yeah, that is one of the cooler bits, right, for sure. So for me, just a quick general before we jump into all of our notes and different things, I have always liked this one. It's my second. It's right behind the first movie. The first of the three Hobbit movies is great. And then Desolation of Smaug, I really, you guys found, I don't know what's going on with this movie. I don't even really. I get lost in the forest, you know. They're in the forest, and I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
An hour later, we're still here.
We're still there. And I'm just losing. I'm like, how long are we going to be here? Now, it is sort of realistic to sort of like what happens in the book. They really play that up. And I'm like, dang, that's wild. But no, I really like this last movie. And while we were watching it, I actually had something down there. I was like, you know, in terms of story time, as to really why I like this movie, I think, more than maybe I used to or whatever, because I have a really, it was there for me during a hard time, you know? And it's kind of a funny thing, so don't everybody get all sentimental here, okay? It was a trip I had to Florida. Remember I told that story during the live?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm gonna give you guys a little version, a little taste of that here in a second. I think it's on the notes, but if not, remind me to get back to that. But I like the movie. And
story time, Floridor.
Floridor. Oh, my. Should I just go ahead and do it?
Yes. Yeah,
so I don't forget.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm over here. Lottie's just like, I've never seen Ez sweat this much. It comes down to the battle. It comes down to having headphones on, makes my ears, keeps all the heat in. And it is literally floor door weather right now.
I know. Holy, I'm even sweating.
God, I'm dripping.
I mean, my hair is usually like wavy, I would say.
Yeah.
But in this kind of weather, it gets curly. What do you say? It's all get out?
Yeah, curly is all get out. Oh my gosh. Look at you using those phrases. Wow.
Like, it's super curly.
Like, actually, do other people say that? Because I just say things are like, I use that phrase a lot, don't I? Where I'm like, it's as wild as all get out. You know what I mean? Or whatever. I don't know. I think I say that a lot. I don't know. I also say a lot of different things.
Like yeah, just extremely curly.
Extremely curly. Got it. Okay.
Anyway.
What was it? Floridor, the story. Okay, here we go. So, I love my family, and I love you guys. You guys are kind of like my, people who listen, my podcast family. You know what I mean? Like, it's so fun to meet people and to get to know people. I have my intimate family. I've got my dad. I've got my brothers. You know, I've got my wife. I love her. You're my family. But you have sometimes. I have a large family. Okay, and sometimes in a large group, you get some crazy stuff going on. All right. Matter of fact, just like Bilbo says during the party, we were just reading. Remember, I read to you that you weren't feeling good. You were feeling kind of sick, and I decided to read to chapter one of The Hobbit to you.
That was so nice.
Yeah. And it was like during that, I mean, Bilbo sort of like, he has this whole moment where he's talking about how maybe he doesn't know some of them as well as he would like to and all that bit, right? And some of them are maybe, you know, whatever. So I don't know the quote. You guys can tell. Clearly stalling there because I don't know it. Anyway, like there's this. I have a cousin, and I went to go stay with this cousin down in Floridor. Hot as all get out. I mean, just literally sticky hot, unbelievable. And I'm down there, and let's just say, I love this cousin. I will go back, and I enjoy it or whatever. But you ever just go into? I don't know. There was a lot going on. And I don't want to go into the details because I don't want to be like somebody who's like me, because I love this cousin, actually. And so we joke about this all the time. It's like my sister. I'll use my sister first. So when my mom said, hey, I want you guys to go upstairs and clean your room, I took that serious. Okay. She did not. She was always done before me. Why? Because all of her toys and everything, stuffed animals, ended up where? On top of her bed, because we didn't have like any room underneath. It was just like they're all shoved up on top. The floor was clean. You could walk around. That was in her book, clean. She had cleaned it.
Yeah.
Okay. My good friend, Matt, I know he won't care if I say this because he used to live with me in the condo. I will say this. And we had funny debates about this, right? There are crumbs. There's breadcrumbs all over the counter, right? All over the counter. And it would just, I would always wipe them up. I would do whatever. And I keep looking at it and I'm just like, I'm not wiping this up this time. I'm not wiping these crumbs up. I'm not doing it. They sat there for days, which turned into weeks, which turned into months, and they just started. They just kept.
Sounds like you've been married before.
Oh my god! It just sounded no. It was like it, and I made the. I was like, "Are you ever gonna clean that up or whatever?" He's like, "No, it's one day. Yeah, we'll just wipe it up." I'm like, "One day? It's like been months. You know what I mean?" And he's like, "Well, it's not hurting anything, or you know, whatever. It's just there." So like, some people just have a different level, a tolerance for like cleanliness or. Mm-hmm. Whatever being, people would probably walk into my house and say, this is a mess. You know what I mean? There are some, I mean, actually, really, I don't think most people would. I think they'd say it's pretty clean. But do you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody has their level, right? Yeah. Their scale of what they're like, oh, it's actually
Aunt
like.
And Petunia would walk in and be like, oh my gosh.
Lord have mercy. No, she would not. Like, it's like, I like knickknackies. I always say I love Lane and Sarah's house too because they have such a good, batch of like knickknacks and
their house.
And like the if there's things get, you know, again, you want a little bit of a mess, right? You want kids pulling toys out and paints and stuff and different stuff, right? Yeah. So my dad's house, you always have that. You people have that. We get it. So just understand that when I say this, it's going to sound a little bit mean, but at the same time, it was also just a mess that I was not totally comfortable with. I was sort of like, what the heck? And so it was just a little weird. There was a moment where, I don't know, there was a lot that was happening. I'm still not going to go into how ridiculous it was. It was ridiculous. Okay. It was hot. I was miserable. It was a lot. It was like a lot of different people. Family gatherings can be stressful in general. And so I just found a moment where I went over and I sat down on the recliner. Nice. He had my cousin had a nice recliner. Leather, cool, you know, like that cold leather feel. I was like, oh, this is nice, right? I sit there, flip on the TV. I think I said during the stream, I thought it was cable, but it was probably Hulu or something, wherever they have the movies, you could watch it. Somehow he had access to the movie. This movie came on, wasn't the extended edition, just the theatrical, but I got to watch The Battle of the Five Armies, and it was, I could rewatch it, and rewatch it, and rewatch it, and I did.
So they played a marathon?
They either played a marathon or it was one of those things where it was streaming and I just like restarted it.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, I mean, after it was over, I was like, I'm going to go to plate of food and then hang out and talk for a little bit. And then I'm like, I'm going to go back and watch that movie again. Like, they were limited. That, for some reason, I don't think they had all of the movies, but they had that movie. It was either being played for me or I could play it again. I can't remember which. Okay. Again, because there was a lot going on in that house and there was a lot of stuff happening. But I remember, though, thinking, after like midway through the first viewing of it, I was like, this is awesome. Yeah. This is an awesome movie. I'm having such a good time.
Yeah.
And I was like talking myself into like, this isn't too bad.
Yeah.
Why am I sitting over here complaining about the heat and everything? I look like I got this great movie, this nice cool chair to sit in.
It gave you comfort and peace.
Yeah. And it was like one of those things where I'm just like, this feels great, you know? So I don't know if you've ever been, a lot of times we would have to go over to like, grandma and grandpa's house, or we'd have to go over to, and I have like, you know, like air quote, like adopted grandparents or whatever, but I would go over there and my sister and I, it would be, you know, the adults are on there doing stuff. You guys know I was raised super religious. So they're in there singing hymns. Somebody might break out preaching in the living room. Who knows what was all going on during my time over there at my grandpa's house. And Sarah and I would just sneak away. We played Zelda. You find comfort in those things.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
We already went to church that night. It was a Saturday night. So we were like, we're good, right? And like, we just slip away into the living room. We pull out this dusty old like Nintendo of our cousins had, you know? And so anytime, I guess, when that, not that, and people are listening, they're like, is saying church is stressful right now? Well, you know what? Maybe sometimes. No, I'm just kidding. As a kid, you know, you're doing everything you can just to kind of like ignore what's happening. But you slip away to find comfort in some of those things. So that's really what Battle of Five Armies was for me down in Florida. And I hadn't had a moment like that in a long time where I just tuned everything else out and just said, focus on this movie. Look how beautiful this movie is and everything. Yeah. And it was funny because during the viewing, the streaming that we had, so many people were like, this is garbage. Like, they weren't saying it was garbage, but they're like, good God, look at this. Look at this.
Let's
it's ridiculous.
Get through this somehow.
Yeah. It was just, you know, a lot.
But honestly, I love that story because that's essentially what all your Tolkien stories talk about, is somehow either the movies or the books, they helped people to get through a rough time or gave them comfort, or, you know, like, they have memories with their family watching, or with a kid, or with their parents, or there's so many different stories, but they all come back to somehow gives us that comfort and inspiration, and you can connect to the characters. And that's exactly what I did too. I felt so sick. You know what I did? I went back to what I did when I was a kid and didn't feel good. I would listen to like an audiobook or like a story, like a, you know, it's a German story. I don't know if we have German listeners. Tabaluga is a dragon.
Whoa.
It's a dragon. It's a kid's story.
Tabaluga?
Yes.
That means dragon?
No. It's not. No, Drache is the German word for dragon. Okay. It's his name.
And it's Tabaluga?
It doesn't have any meaning. I don't know.
That's just his name?
Yeah, it's
Tabaluga?
A cool name.
That's
a cool
name, yeah.
Yeah. And I loved him as a kid. So I would, honestly, I'm an adult right now. I don't have kids yet. So I don't like, people would say, why are you listening to that? But it just gives me that comfort of being a kid again. And I played Pokemon. And I was like, yeah, it's awesome. This feels awesome. I feel like I'm just, you know, getting through this sickness with my heroes from back then.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It is cool. It's you can find so much comfort in that stuff. Like things that were like an old movie that you used to watch or a book or whatever. And yeah. You can just kind of go enjoy yourself and get away. Right.
Yes.
I guess the reason I'm thinking about this too is summer vacation for us just started and we've been enjoying summer, doing yard sales, doing different things, working on our content goals and physical mm-hmm. goals and, you know, our fitness and health, all that kind of stuff. And ironically, we've been battling all these, you know, different little viruses and stuff or whatever. But yeah, it just feels, I guess we're reflecting on that. Because sometimes in the summer, I guess it's just because I have time and a bit of a break that I think back to all those moments growing up with all these, like elders in my church visiting their houses, egg sandwiches, baptism. Sorry, guys. For some reason, my mind is like stuck now on all this growing up stuff. And then my sister and I trying to, you know, fake like we're paying attention to my dad preaching in church. You know what I mean? Like, sorry. Like, I mean, this is like funny things that you do to kind of get through, I guess. But anyway, okay. All right. Enough of that. Sorry about that. Just kind of wanted to, you know, share. Hey, if you guys have like those moments, you know what I mean? Like, what do you do? Right. Even as an adult, or if you're still young, we got some youngsters who listen, right? When you want to, and I'm not talking about, by the way, youngsters pulling out your phone and playing Minecraft in my class. Okay. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. Right. Supposed to be paying attention. All right. But, no, like, what do you do to kind of, I don't know, get through, or when you're feeling sick, or when you're in a spot where you're like, I just need to like focus on something. Like, what is your thing? Yeah. What is your go-to? For most people in this podcast, it's probably Lord of the Rings to some degree. It's probably watching those movies again, or playing a game, reading a book, or whatever. It's really kind of cool. Because I think a lot of us can, when you share those things, you can think back and like, yeah, I actually remember playing that game, or I remember doing that thing, and it's fun. It's fun to share those things.
I was not allowed to watch Lord of the Rings for a while. I was too young. What? My mom wouldn't allow me to watch it.
Really?
Yeah.
Does your mom know you're doing this podcast right now?
Yeah, to some degree.
She knows you're podcasting, right?
Well, I think she...
On my other projects, yeah.
Yeah.
So, because this one might be too dangerous. this might be content that's too, you know...
Like, don't make fun of her.
I'm kidding. Actually, I love your mom. No, okay. So, what do we got? What do we got? What's the first note there?
Okay. So, we're diving really into the movie now.
Diving in.
And the first thing is a quote by Taylor Minnies 91.
Okay.
Who said, if Peter Jackson gave Lord of the Rings the same screen time per page as he did for The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings would be 36 hours long. Thank you, Taylor, for this amazing fact.
Yeah, that's wild to think about. Because I mentioned the four in the second movie, them walking through Mirkwood, and it's sort of like, wow, they, you know, spent a lot of time. They really took that moment and blew it up, right? Because things actually in The Hobbit happen. They're just said they were here, they did this, and it could be a paragraph or two, but it's a plot point. It's a moment in the story that then is magnified by Peter Jackson.
Right.
So it's great. Yeah. And I guess if he did that for The Lord of the Rings, there's a lot of stuff that was cut out, right? There's a lot of things that were even in that film, plot points or stopovers that were still kind of cut out.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
If you're a hardcore fan, would you go watch a 36-hour Lord of the Rings series?
Now, yeah, some people would love to have the option to.
Yeah.
They would love to have that option, which is crazy to think about. I don't know that I would. I mean, I'd probably do it once. It wouldn't be my regular go-to. I think the extended edition is like, okay, that's a lot. It's still a lot to kind of... We've yet to really get to a true extended edition. Like, the Fellowship and stuff is where it's at. It's like 4+ hours.
It's upcoming Saturday.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Me too.
But no, I feel like there's there are people out there who would definitely want to sit down and do, you know, a good binge, a week-long binge or something. There's a show, and I can't believe, I think my mom used to watch this, and I think we watched it. I had an English teacher who, I don't even know if we read the book, but Pride and Prejudice, right? There's a series, like a little mini series or something, BBC adaptation of it. And I think it's like a multiple movie thing. It's huge.
It's
like super long. I just remember it being a thing. We all were like super pumped in school because we got to watch it. We're like, all right.
Well, we talked about it. If it's a show, Like, that's what we love to see. If you now give us more of the character's everyday life and make that cool and exciting,
I'm
down. Like, I love that if you, you know, if you have your movies, and then if you're a hardcore fan, you want that extra, like, oh, what did they do? And, like, you know, what did the hobbits, like, you could spend hours in the Shire and just watch the hobbits do that thing and make it, work with, you know, like, a film. Not, like, oh, we're cutting our bread for, like, and like, you know what I mean? Like, make it interesting in terms of like a TV show.
Well, think about
a cool like Shire TV show. We all
I mean, along the way, the simple, I always think of this in terms like, so Bilbo is just going to, I don't know, get like some groceries from the market or something, or get a pail of milk or whatever it might be, you know, and he's on his way there and something happens.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Yeah. Something, a conversation, and then we're like, oh, we learn more about him through this conversation, or people he wants to avoid, like the Sackville Bagginsons or something. Who knows? The SBs. Yeah. But, that is cool. I think that's... That, yeah, thanks, Taylor. That's,
I think most cool people would enjoy. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else we got?
All right, then shout out to Matthew Johnson.
Oh, my Matthew. That was... We had so much fun. And he kept us so entertained, and it was just sort of a fun conversation. So really, cannot thank you enough, man. That was actually a lot of fun. We were having a blast talking to him.
So I noted down, theory, Thranduil's wife was a dwarf.
Yeah. So wait a second. Thranduil's wife was a dwarf, right? We don't know. I think we looked it up. We're like, wait, who was she? What do we know about? Nothing, guys.
No, right? There's nothing, nothing.
Fill in the blank is what we learned. Really. You could just fill it in.
It was just a fun theory. There's nothing confirmed, nothing. But if it was a dwarf, like, that's why, you know, they think, oh.
Like, Tauriel was, so remember at the end, right? Didn't this come from when Tauriel was holding.
Keely.
Keely, yes. Right? And he said, well, he comes out and he says something like to the effect of, like, why does it hurt so much?
Yeah.
Or whatever. And he was like, because it was real.
Yeah.
And then the theory is sort of like, well, he knows it's real because he had a wife himself. It was.
Right. I mean, there's nothing. If there's nothing known about her, we can't say for sure it wasn't.
Can't rule it out.
Yeah.
Can't rule it out.
And, or maybe. Oh, yeah. He said, that's why Legolas and Gimli became.
Got along so well.
Good friends. Yeah.
Well, and actually, so the fact that those two, so Tauriel and Keely are there, you know. Like, let's imagine they did get together and they had offspring, right?
Right.
And they'd be half elf, half dwarf. So maybe Thranduil came along that someone who was already had some dwarvish blood.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? I kind of want to know if any of you guys who are those, you know, people right now are like, that's actually blasphemy. I don't know why you would be mentioning that on this Tolkien podcast. But no, like you just kind of wonder what would, I mean, right? Like, it's kind of fun. I think it's cool to think about. So. All right, what else you got?
Okay, then I got the battle moose. And talking about Thranduil.
So was it a battle moose or an elk or whatever? Like, because it has like almost like moose-like antlers.
Yeah.
But I think it's an elk.
It doesn't matter. I love how it looks.
It's awesome.
And I remember you asked me, okay, what would be your animal you would be riding to go to battle? And I'm like, yep, that. Whatever it is, even if, like, I don't know if it's a moose or...
Yeah, okay, we asked that on the live stream. Let's ask it here on the podcast. What would you guys, if you had to ride into, imagine Battle of the Five Armies is going on, you've got to lead one of the five armies into battle. What are you riding into battle? Because there was like a wild boar, right, was one of them, or battle moose or battle elk, and there was a bunch of billy goats or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So those things were...
Right. But
rams. I guess they were rams.
I just remember I gave you a different answer.
What'd you say?
I said lion, remember? And you said, like Aslan. Oh, my.
Like Aslan, yes. Why, absolutely. That's exactly totally. Who you would want to ride.
Oh, because you said, I said the battle moves. I said that first, and then you said, oh, it could be, it doesn't have to be from the movie. It could be anything. And then I said, oh, yeah, then I would probably do, like, a cheetah, but a cheetah would be fast, but also not a lot of, you know, like, space on his back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah,
maybe a lion, and then you're like Aslan, yay.
Yeah, that's actually really cool. Did I give an answer? I don't even know if I gave an answer for that. I don't know what I would...
I just read the next bullet point, and I was like, yeah, that would be a pretty good animal.
What is it?
An eagle. One of the giant eagles.
Oh, an eagle. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally. Because
right.
They can fly, you know? Mm-hmm. You feel kind of... Well, if they shoot them down, that would be kind of bad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too bad there wasn't like a green dragon, a real green dragon you could kind of roll in there on and be like, what's up?
Like a nice dragon.
Yeah. A nice dragon. Yeah.
Is Smaug the only dragon in Middle Earth?
The one that we know of. Yeah. Okay. There were dragons in the past, and there were more in the north and stuff, but not that. Yeah. So he's the only one who really kind of, we have a lot of information on. There were definitely some in the First Age and stuff and things. So, yeah. Interesting.
What would be your...
I don't know. I'm still trying to think, you know, what would I want to ride in on? I'm actually afraid of horses. So I'm not really afraid of them, but I think I've told this story. Yeah. I was out at Yellowstone, and we were on some horses, and mine was Diener. I'll never forget Diener. And they put me on this horse that didn't listen worth anything.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just, he just rode me all over the place. I was all over the place.
Yep. It's kind of like with how it is with cats. It's a gamble.
Yeah.
You can get the most awesome, sweet cat or horse, but you can also get like a very stubborn.
I'm also scared of heights. So, yeah, you know, yeah. I think I'd be good on ground. Give me a low, like I might've been the guy in the wild boar. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, dang. Yeah, so I don't know. That's kind of cool to think about, but...
A turtle.
Oh, my. A giant turtle.
That'd be awesome. You'd be the last one. The battle would be over before you get there. Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, wait, what's going on here? Yeah. We're all up at the same time. How'd you guys beat me here? Yeah. No, that actually makes a lot of sense. Well, as I always liked that Radagast had those rabbits, you know? Those fast rabbits and could be on the...
And the sleigh.
The sleigh, yeah.
Yeah, that would be yours.
That was really cool. I think it'd be cool though if there were something like rabbits, but they were turtles and they were fast. Because sea turtles swim and stuff, they're fast.
I know.
They can ride currents.
Yep.
I just love turtles. So, okay. What about the eagles though?
I don't remember this one. It just says the brown on eagles.
Radagast flies in on the eagles.
The brown. I was like, the feathers or yeah, what? Yeah, what are you
no,
talking
about? No, my guy, the brown. Comes rolling in there and on the eagles. And so it was this moment and a couple other moments that I mentioned as extended edition moments that I was like, now that might even been theatrical and I just don't remember the theatrical. But I was like, I don't remember this. I don't remember several things that happened in this. And I kept saying, I think it was Matthew was in there, a couple other folks, and I was like, guys. Did anybody? Someone else said, "Yeah, I've not seen the extended." Yeah. Clearly, I've not seen it because I don't remember that part at all. Like when you see the Ring of Fire on Gandalf's hand, it's sort of like, "Yeah, okay, never saw that before."
It's on here before. Yeah,
that's one of the notes, right? Yeah.
Yes, and just I don't know. It might not be extended, but I love the moment when Beorn.
Oh, yeah.
He came out of the sky and he turned into his awesome.
He's like airdropped by the eagles.
It's so awesome. And he turns into a giant bear and he just fights them all.
Yeah. Yeah. He's really cool, actually. Yeah.
That was an awesome scene. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah. Because like last episode or last movie as we were watching, I was like, man, his eyebrows are on.
Oh, yeah.
Point, you know?
I know. Sorry, right. I just wanted to mention that it's not in the notes before I forget. So, yeah.
What if that became a style, by the way? What if, like, people started, you know, right now, like, people really want to, like, trim and narrow out their eyebrows a lot? What if it became a thing that they were super attractive if they were long like his?
I know.
And combed
it might.
Back over?
It might. Because, I mean, it was a trend, you know, to shave off all your beard, right? For a while, for men.
Yeah.
And now it's like people love beards again. Like nice looking beards, grow them out.
Right.
And what if that becomes a thing with eyebrows? That'd be awesome.
Sign me up, baby. I mean, I'm halfway there. You know what I mean?
Your eyebrows are awesome.
They're all over the place.
I love when you do that thing where you just raise one eyebrow and you don't even know.
I don't know, actually. I've tried to do that because like The Rock can do that really well. And he can raise that one eyebrow, but people have said I do it, and I'm like, no, I don't, because I can't make myself do it. But maybe like
sometimes
there's some expression I do where people say it happens. So I'm like, okay, let's go. All right, let's go. You know?
Yeah.
No, I just think it's he's got a good look. I like his look.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, all right, awesome. Yeah, the eagle showing up was really cool, and it's like, hold on a second. I always get confused. I said this during the live stream. I'm like, I always get confused. Who were the five armies? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, count them.
Like, count the armies for me. I mean, there's, like, there's, you know, you've got the dwarves, you've got the elves, you've got the men of Dale or Lake Town, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're represented there. You've got the goblins.
Right.
Right? And then the eagles, right?
What about the... Oh, the orcs are not there in the book.
Yeah, I guess they're kind of like orcs and...
Or maybe they count... One. Maybe they count the dwarves as two different armies. Like, you know, like...
I don't even remember.
Thorin's army and then Dane's army.
I have no internet of which to,
I know we can.
To kind of like pretend like I know what I'm talking about and flip over and look it up on Tolkien Gateway. I've always just been... Because actually, every time it comes... I've actually looked it up multiple times. But like, okay, go. And then every time I think through, I'm just sort of like... I forget about the eagles coming in, and I don't, you know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's okay. Like, seriously, people are like, why don't you just look it up on your phones if you don't have Wi-Fi? Guess what? Even our internet on our phones is not working.
Terrible.
Like, we're doing this off of our heads.
Yeah.
Like, just. Yeah.
Perfect, though. It's good, actually. We should
yeah,
do it more
you really
off this
you, you realize I was sitting down here just, you know, like, waiting for you kind of earlier.
Woo!
And I was like, okay, let's...
You're waiting a long time down here.
Let's play some music. Oh, guess what? I can't. Okay, what else can I do? I can't look anything up. I'm just like, okay, I guess I just sit here. And I look around the room, and I'm like, I forgot this room is full of books. And I just pick up a book and read, and it was awesome.
Gosh, you're so sweet, you know? It's like 3 days later. She's like, I've just been sitting here waiting for you, you know? Oh, no, it's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So
all right,
what else we got?
Radagast on eagles. Oh, yeah. And then Gandalf borrows his staff.
Holy smokes. I'm so glad you have the notes and you're bringing them up. Because I threw the towel in on this one, which is covered in actual sweat, just so you guys know. I love grossing people out on the podcast. They're like, wow, this one's one I can pass on.
They can relate.
Hopefully it's relatable. Yeah. Some of you are like, God, that's gross. But he borrows his staff.
Yeah.
He was actually, like, we're watching it. Gandalf's like, I got to go warn them. I got to tell them. They don't know what's going on, you know? And Galadriel had just went off, which we'll talk about here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But Radagast, he's like, Gandalf. And he turns around. He's like, here, you'll need this, right? And he hands him his freaking staff.
Yeah.
I was like, this is awesome. This is awesome. Literally unbelievable. Then he's twirling the little like gemstone in there. He's like, it can be a bit dicky, right? And he's sort of like, and he's like, gotta play with it. And actually later on, like Gandalf goes to do something with it. He's like, gosh, dang it. You know, he's trying to like tap it almost like it's like some, I don't know. Like it's like a flashlight that didn't work and you had to like bang on it a little bit. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. That is humorous to me and I don't care whether it happened or didn't happen. I think it was great. It's just cool to see Radagast and Gandalf working together.
Yes.
The one thing that I really hope, I know people are like, oh, this show, people want to hate on this new Lord of the Rings show that's coming out. And I don't know. It's like I told Lottie this the other day, and I've told Lane multiple times. Lane actually sent me a great text. By the way, Lane, I love you. Sarah, I hope you guys are doing well. And hopefully you guys survived the storm and everything down there too. Seriously, we love you. I want to check in on you. I would send you a text message, but I can't. I've tried to send them to my father and can't get through to anybody. You know what I mean? It's crazy. But anyways, we love you guys. He sent me a text a couple of days ago just talking about like the Kenobi show and like all of the different hate that's out there on the internet or the strong criticism for just different things.
Mm.
I would just say to our little fellowship, our little group here that listens, Lane and I talked about this. You have people coming into a fandom through this show that are going to be kids, that this is their thing. They like it visually. It makes like, it's cool. It's been researched by the people who make the show. It's awesome. We all can take a seat and we, us who are older and we grew up with the kind of our films, right. In the 2000s, the original trilogy, we can smoke our pipes, watch this show, let the little hobbits enjoy it. And we can find joy in it too.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be taken super serious.
Yeah.
Cause I'm about to say something that's really probably not going to happen in the show, but also if it did, it would be awesome. And I know people would freak out about it. Because I just want people to find joy and stuff. Again, we talked the last couple episodes, positive energy. I really am, the more and more I go forward in life, I just don't really have time for all the negative energy out there. There's so much, and it can be used to make money, and people just, I don't know. They flock towards it. It gets a group stirred. I'm out.
Right. It's okay to criticize, but also.
Absolutely.
That sounds so British. Criticize.
Criticize.
No, but it's okay to see it from both angles and not just, you know, don't go.
Yeah, good constructive criticism, right. Feedback for a show, and even just in general. Like, you know, if you just don't dislike it, that's fine. Right. There are things that you just don't like sometimes, right?
Right.
Totally fine. But then going out of your way to, like, hate on it because somebody else likes it, like, if they like it, they like it. Let them enjoy it, you know? Right. It's like, I don't know. I mean, you hate... if somebody hated vanilla and chocolate twisted together, twist ice cream, and they went out on this big old, like, I'm going to do everything in my power to just, like, you know, destroy twist ice cream and blah, blah, blah. I don't want anybody to be able to, you know, have it. It's crazy. It's crazy. Like, I just want people to calm down. I say all that to say, I'm about to bring up something kind of ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mentioned Radagast and Gandalf working together. I hope we get some wizards.
Yes.
I actually hope there are wizard-like individuals. Too. I don't care if they show us the blue wizards or whatever. I'm totally cool with that, like the two blues, and see them working together. Maybe they're funny. Maybe something happened. Maybe they really made a big sacrifice or something. Who knows? I know it's all appendices and what they have. I've been trying to read more about what they actually have access to. But anyway, I'm just going to be excited to see what they do. It's more, you know, Middle Earth. It's going to be neat. So
yeah.
But I say that because the Radagast Gandalf stuff didn't always. You know, they're kind of elaborating on stuff that wasn't really spelled out. And I still think it's cool. So,
yeah.
I don't know. You have a choice, friends. Just try as best you can. Stay in that positivity pool. Okay.
Right. And until the show is out, we can all just take a backseat and wait for it and just be excited. And if it doesn't turn out to be, you know, the greatest show in the world, then
we'll go watch The Fellowship. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. We always have that to go back to.
Yes. Which is great. So, all right. Well, yeah, so we had the sharing of the staff, right? Mm-hmm. Which is awesome. What else?
Okay.
Oh boy.
You have a guess. What's next? I'm just smiling.
I don't know. Gandalf's ring? Radagast?
No.
I don't know.
John Cleese versus Billy
Connolly.
Connolly. Oh, sorry.
I so messed up during the stream, and I just went on this. I don't know. I mean, the joke has always been, and you guys have. This is part of putting yourself out there as a podcaster, and us just talking and sharing some of our lives and funny stories. People know that Ez didn't know who Michael Jackson was at one point growing up. I don't know actors. I don't know musicians. I don't know. I know fictional characters.
Yeah.
I can tell you what happened to Frodo. Bilbo Baggins. Yeah, I know that guy. Right. Okay. John, what's his name? John Cleese? John Cleese?
Cleese or Cleese? Cleese?
I don't even know, sweetie.
Cleese?
No idea.
Yeah.
So, John Cleese. And it's like, he played Nicholas Flamel, right? I think. Hold on, I'm going off of memory. Watch me jack it up. People are going to correct me.
Do you mean Nicholas Flamel or the nearly headless?
Oh my gosh. See, I messed it up again.
I mean, they both are called Nicholas.
Sir Nicholas, nearly headless Nick. See, good God, I can't get anything right on this topic. Somebody said Billy Connolly. I went and looked him up. I was like, okay, hold on a second. I've heard about this guy. I'm mixing him up in my head. Let me go look him up.
Yeah,
look him up. He looks exactly.
Oh, he does.
Like nearly headless Nick. I was like, he played nearly headless Nick. Like, what the heck? It's crazy. Go look at him when he has like a little goatee and he's got like the sideburns and everything.
Yeah,
and it looks. It's wild. And so everyone pretty quickly figured out during the stream, like, Ez really doesn't know actors at all. I don't. Lane could literally rifle him off to me. I'm like, yeah, like, who? Right? I mean, like, by listening to him and being involved in the podcast, I've learned more about the cast and who the Hobbits are and who all these people. But that's not really, I mean, my introduction to it was the books and the book characters and stuff, right? I mean, it wasn't really learning about all these different actors and stuff. I mean, especially even as a youngster in Star Wars, it took me, I was uber obsessed with Star Wars. So therefore I went and figured out like, okay, who are the people who play these characters? And when I would see them later in other stuff, I'm like, oh my God, you know, there's Indiana Jones, but that's Han Solo, you know, like it's wild. So anyway, it just kind of comes down to what you're interested in and you know, how much you sort of know about those different things. Oh, it was, oh my gosh. What's the movie Monty Python or whatever? It's mm-hmm. the kind of have you heard of it?
Heard of it, yes. But yeah. Never seen the movie.
Never seen it. Okay, get this. So someone mentioned it in the stream as something that John Cleese, right, is in. Am I wrong about that? I don't even know, guys. I have no internet. I can't even look it up here. But that he's in that, and I think that's the case. And they're like, oh, haven't you ever seen that? He's in that too, or whatever. I'm just sort of like, guys, come on, hold on a second. You think in my family I'd be allowed to watch a movie like that? I've seen clips of it here and there, whatever. There were witches, all right? There were witches in that movie, and they were drowning them, Okay? So, which is what the good book tells you to do, I think, right? So, I definitely, there's so many things growing up that I did not, and I bet a lot of people can relate to this, that I just wasn't allowed to watch or do or whatever. I very much had to use my imagination. Mm-hmm. And one thing that I did, and my mom really forced me to do, is I was a journaler. I journaled about stories, and the kids in elementary school loved, I always, this is something I kind of took pride in. Even the stories I would write, when I would tell them for show and tell or whatever, and like you would read something from your journal, write something that happened this weekend. Well, I was always going on these trips to Kentucky or different places to see relatives and down in the mountains. And there was like, you know, there were like wildcats down in the mountains in the Appalachian Mountains. And we were hunting and on four wheelers and different stuff. So I would go to write these stories down. And I don't know if anybody's listening to this podcast, you've probably figured it out by now. I embellish a little bit. I go a little beyond the, I exaggerate. I like a good tale, right? I like a good story and stuff. So, but I would do that during story time, and I got really good at that because I wasn't watching all these other movies and stuff, and I wasn't, you know, playing video games. I wish I was. Every time I go to a friend's house, I'd be like, dude, can we play some video games? They wanted to go outside and play with me, but I was like, you got a video game. I don't get to play video games. Can I please, you know what I mean? Can I come on? And then we would start and they'd be like, well, this is all I do. And I'm like, I know, but I want to play it, please. And it's just crazy. So yeah, it's just funny. All these cultural references and things. Like when I started teaching, I had a guy, and I hate this. I mean, he's a good guy, good teacher. But he would bring up all these things from like the 80s and the 70s. He'd bring them up and he'd be like, talking to these kids. And he's like, you guys don't know what I'm talking about? And he would pull this thing up. He'd pull this meme or this whatever. And I'd be like, guys, don't worry. Like, I don't know what we're talking about here either. But now I also was an irregularity because I'm like, I'm also, most people probably my age would know what you're talking about. But I wasn't allowed to watch
I can totally TV relate. And stuff a lot. So. Yeah, totally. I really dislike when people make you feel bad about, oh, you don't know this, you should know this. You know, like,
I'm like,
we all have different stories and different experiences in our lifetime. And well, guess what? What if we had a bad teacher in history and we can't remember, like, or they never went through all the important dates or whatever? And how are you supposed to know? Like, I'm not saying, like, you know, like, education is important, but it all depends on who.
Yeah, your educators.
Who were your educators? Who were your, you know, like how did you grow up? And your maybe other things were important to you that you can remember, but not a lot of people can relate to that or ask for that.
Right.
So they think, oh, you just don't know stuff. But
But actually you do.
But it's just different things we know, and it's okay to. And then, I think I mentioned this at one point. I was for a long time. I was afraid to ask questions because people would be like, what? You don't know that? And laugh at you. And you're like, oh, thank you. That discourages you, like at me, or like even kids, to ask questions.
Right.
And that's detrimental if you discourage someone to ask questions, because then we don't learn. We stop learning. And for a while, I was afraid to ask questions about, you know, oh, I don't know who that is, or I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Yep. And I know this is sometimes hard on you because sometimes I ask questions about certain words in English or you know, things you do around here I've never heard of, and you have to kind of explain it to me, like, to a little kid.
That's fun. No,
I actually told myself, no, I will, if I don't know someone or something or what they're talking about, if it doesn't necessarily interrupt the conversation, and, you know, sometimes it just doesn't matter really, but if, you know, people ask you, oh, do you know this or do you know that? I don't say anymore, like, oh, and I have no clue. But I will ask a question because then I know. After that, I will know, hopefully. And sometimes you find people can't even explain themselves.
That's true.
If people talk about a certain topic and, like, you know, like, oh, have you heard about this and that? And I'm like, no, what is that? Or who is that? And they can't really.
They can't articulate it themselves. They're, you know, just regurgitating something they've heard.
Don't discourage people, and also don't be discouraged to ask questions.
No, I think that's really good. You know, I often, Lane and I remember, gosh, years ago, we talked about, we'd come over and we'd talk about our meetings, department meetings, and a lot of you guys, whether it's an office job or whatever, it's crazy, like, how many people want to, sometimes, again, it's nice to have somebody who starts the conversation and jumps in right away and gives you their thought, and we kind of roll from there. That's good, but oftentimes, like, it's okay to wait. It's okay to be silent, to sit, to listen, to speak a little bit later. It's also okay to be like, I don't really know where we're at right now. Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
You know, about what topic we're on here, or how do we get to this point?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a good thing. We want those types of things, right?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. Really. As a teacher, I would always love when I get the feedback from students, and when students were brave enough to really say, hey, I didn't really understand that point. Can we talk about this again?
Yeah.
And I would be like, oh, yeah. I guess I didn't, you know, like, either I didn't really reach out to that student, or they were not paying attention really. But if they ask like 5 times in a row and I'm like, okay, you clearly didn't pay attention and you did something else, well, that's on you. But right. If they really can't follow because I didn't explain it well enough, or I went through it too fast, that's a feedback for me. And I really appreciate when students do that.
Yeah, it's interesting. I always make this joke with my dad. Like, he would ask me to fix something on the mower, and I'd be like, well, how do you do that? And he'd be like, you don't know how to do that? And it's like, yeah, because you never taught me.
Yeah.
You know, I got to a point where I was like old enough to say, like, yeah, actually, hold on a second. This is not on me. Mm-hmm. This is not on me. Sorry. You never taught me, and that was never like a price. So I also get sometimes where students, I always want my kids to, and I know we're going on a tangent here. We'll get back to the movie. But I have kids who ask me a question. I can actually tell and see that they are genuinely a little bit cautious to ask questions because they've gotten facial expressions, scoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have to be what you've heard. People always think it's like, well, I didn't say anything. No, it's your body language. It's the way you kind of, I always want people to feel comfortable to come to me and ask a question and say something to me, even if it hurts my feelings. Ez is not the guy who, I don't rage out on people. I just say, look, it is what it is. I mean, sorry you feel that way. Or share something with me if I need to correct something. Or if you have a question that you want my input on, here we go, you know? But yeah, anyway, so just be encouraged, friends. Like, make sure you are asking questions and don't ever feel like you can't. And it's important. It's important that we do that more. How did we get on that topic?
John Cleese versus Billy Connolly, and we don't really know.
Don't know.
Connolly, sorry, sorry.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Well, I think, actually, I have to go back and say, I think Lane multiple times was like, yeah, look, Billy Connolly, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just sort of like, yep. You know? Absolutely, yeah, great guy. You know? Yeah. Just like, I'm sitting over here like,
I said, sometimes it's maybe you don't want to interrupt someone's thoughts or the conversation, and then it's okay.
Right.
But if it's important to understand it for the conversation to go on, then you might want to ask.
You know my buddy Thomas. And so my buddy Thomas, he knew actors so well.
Mm-hmm.
He would bring them up all the time.
Yeah.
He'd be like, oh, man, that guy. And he would mention him. He'd be like, such a good actor.
Yeah.
And I had asked a few times, and I got this, huh? He was very classic. Like, he was a dad well before. I mean, he was, like, when he was 16. He was pulling, you know, dad moves. You don't know what this is? Oh, I mean, just kind of crazy. And so I had him for years. Had to kind of deal with that. But it was funny. He knew so many of those different things. And I just, sometimes I got to the point where I was like, I'm just going to play along.
Yeah.
I was going to pretend like I actually know what you're talking about. I don't.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So who we got?
Talking about, like, speaking out and, like, you know. I don't know if we were really talking about speaking out, but like, just speak and tell someone if you don't know something. Anyway, so Bomber speaks in this movie.
Oh,
sorry, I was trying to pull that connection.
You were trying.
I was trying to.
That was good. That was cute, by the way. I like that.
Bomber speaks.
You were trying to move. Did you guys know that, by the way? Did you know Bomber does have a speaking line in the movies? And I don't think I saw, because I saw all three extended editions. I don't think he had a talking line in the first one.
Nope.
I don't think he had one in the second
one. That was the joke in the second one. What does Bomber even
do? People wanted me to do Bomber's voice or whatever. I think you can now do his voice because you can go back and listen. And he says something about cousin.
Yeah.
He's like, are you okay, cousin? And you're like, who said that?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Like, rewind. Bomber says it.
Yeah.
Crazy, guys. I did not know, because I had seen that as a meme, you know, go around the internet for a while, that Bomber doesn't speak, you know, and what is just terrible. Why don't they let him speak? And it does kind of suck because he does so much acting,
you know,
in the costume, and then just as Miss Bomb.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And like I said, one of the most ridiculous moments was in the second movie when he's just tearing through everybody, all those orcs and stuff. He's just going wild down in his barrel. He's just, he's crazy. But yeah, that was cool. It was cool to see that moment where he actually speaks.
Right.
And I thought it was cool.
And some people criticize, here we go, criticize again, that, you know, we see all these dwarves, but really we see Keely, we see Thorin, we see a little bit of Bomber. Who else? Like, not a lot of dwarves really get like a voice or a face, because you can't remember half of them, because most of them don't really have lines.
Yeah.
Or they're all this gray mass, you know, like all of, they don't really get. I mean, it's hard. You have three, but you would think you have three movies, you know, to kind of introduce us to all these dwarfs. But at the same time, I guess why I get why in a movie it can be,
yeah,
hard to introduce like all the dwarfs and give them all like different lines and characteristics and
yeah personalities. There's just so many, yeah. There's so many that you have to balance.
But it's nicer, yeah. In the book, you get more of that. But it's always the book movie thing phenomena. Right.
Yeah.
Phenomenon.
Yep. Yeah, it's one of the two.
Anyway, I know you're sweating so much.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm actually
getting warmer.
I'm actually cooling down.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well,
which leads us to the next point. Gandalf's ring on fire. Off fire.
It's probably on fire. It feels like it's on fire. God. Actually. So
Gandalf's ring of fire.
Yeah, he's got the ring of fire, and so it's one of the three elven rings, and we actually have a show coming up called The Rings of Power, right? And so that ring will actually see that. I think Círdan gives it to him at some point, but so he's a keeper of that ring, and it was shocked. I mean, they're looking for. I think we see Thrain at one point. The necromancer, we find out, right, is trying to get all the rings, all the great rings and stuff. And so he's working on getting the dwarven rings.
Right.
And the elven rings are being, you know, kept safe. Mm-hmm. And it's like, here's freaking Gandalf. They show the ring. They pull his hand out. There it is.
And the interesting part is, remember when we looked at all the rings, they all have some kind of, they look special. They have some kind of cool, like, features or jewelry on them.
Right.
But then the one ring.
It's got nothing.
It's just plain.
Plain.
And that's why probably Gandalf or everyone first thought it's not, you know, it's just a ring, one of the lesser rings.
Gandalf says there are many rings of power, and there are some lesser, you know, powerful rings and the great rings and so on. He always believed that it was a ring of power for sure, because Bilbo talks about what it does and everything, but to what degree, you know? Yeah. And that's what I think is so cool about the Fellowship. And actually, you know, I know we were just reading some of The Hobbit the other day but I actually kind of want to go back and read
The Hobbit.
Well, no, Fellowship.
The Fellowship, yeah. Sorry, yeah. We started reading The Fellowship.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I want to listen to or read through again what Gandalf sort of, his discovery of this being the One Ring, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think it's in this movie, Saruman says, like, hey, without the One Ring, he can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, ironically, Bilbo just picked that bad boy up and brought it out into the open. So that's an issue. And it's just kind of crazy to watch them deal with that, to watch them fight the Necromancer. To watch Galadriel do her thing. And you see all those moments that they definitely played up again between Gandalf and Galadriel, and they're having...
Yeah.
They're definitely close. There's a closeness between the two.
Gandalf is close with a lot of people.
Yeah, he's got some ties. He's got some relationships, you know? So,
because he's an awesome guy.
He is. Gandalf is amazing. Love Gandalf, so... But... Yeah, okay, so it was cool. It was cool to see that moment. It was cool to see the battle, to see Elrond come back, the White Council do their thing, Radagast be involved in that as well.
Yeah.
All of that was really neat. And for Galadriel to have that big kind of like crazy powerful moment was cool.
And that's someone... Oh.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, this is...
We're losing our notes? Is our phone... Are our phones dying too?
No, it was just reminding me you don't have any Wi-Fi, blah, blah.
Did you notice that I tried to set my phone up here to charge multiple times?
Oh, yeah, I did that. Remember?
Like, what?
We were at your dad's earlier, and then the kids were kind of making a mess upstairs. And I was like, oh, no worries. I just sweep the floor
Wait
real
a second.
Quick.
I'm in such a weird place. I can charge it. Ugh, this is so weird.
You can? Why?
It's,
you can, yes.
Oh, see, guys, we're
we have no internet, but we have power.
and people have internet, but no, it's weird.
Your dad doesn't even have power, and I was trying to sweep the floor, and I'm like, oh, well, yeah, right. And he says, like,
remember,
you
I put our drinks in the fridge to keep them cold.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, I hope
yeah,
that
worked. it was actually hilarious, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, sorry, we hope the power comes back soon, because it really sucks if you have to... like take everything out of your fridge a freezer and
things go bad and stuff yeah
anyway
all right yeah
I have no idea what I said before this so
I'm sorry
let's just move it no don't worry it's my fault I have no idea
okay
let's go to because that's a good thing because I don't know what you really mean by the next points because you kind of took notes after the movie and I don't know what you wrote down so you said contract of employment
It's
probably Bilbo's concert room plan, or
yeah, I think that was the thing that he used as proof that he was still alive and had been away on the trip.
Oh yeah, when he came back,
and he had to pull that bad boy out. And I was like, oh my gosh, that was kind of a cool thing, you know? Mm-hmm. That was neat to see. I don't remember that being in the film or not. I can't remember if that was actually there originally. But
did he do that in the book? I'm trying to remember. I don't think he did.
No, it's just, hey, I'm here. It's just I'm Bilbo.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. They didn't really go into detail how he got right. It was just like
maybe
one or two sentences.
Maybe he did pull out the cut because it makes a lot of sense. See, I get so diluted with the movie and movieisms and stuff that it's crazy.
Yeah.
So. Okay, so I'm going to take over here while my co-host runs and grabs a little, I thought she was going for a bathroom break. Nope. No, she's looking up in the book there.
Because that's the one thing we still have, is books.
Yeah, that's true. We can actually look into the book. Let's see. Oh, hey, wanted to do a quick shout-out, by the way, while Lottie's kind of looking into some of this here. Travis Sigler, want to give him a quick shout-out here. You guys have known for a long time that he's done The Weird Mead, and they've been featured in some in cool ways, right? He's done quite a bit. If you follow him on social media, he's been tearing it up over there. And we love, at some point, once we get through the summer, we just have so much going on. It's kind of hard to bring people on the podcast at this point. So we're hoping towards the end of the summer, once we get back into maybe streaming, doing some more live streams, having folks on, I want to reach out to him. But I think he's going to be on Friendship Onion. So if you guys listen to that podcast with Billy and Dom, he said that he might be on there at some point, so I wanted to give him a shout out. And if you guys get a chance, go listen to that in some capacity. So, yeah. All right. My only other notes on here are contract of employment, which is mm-hmm. cool. Galadriel is a boss, which we kind of went over.
Oh yeah. And people on the chat said again, it's so cool that we see a glimpse of her power.
Yeah, of her power. Yeah. That was neat. And then to say that she's going to take her to Lothlorien to kind of relax and rest and restore her power. That's cool, because we'll see her later, right? We see her in the Fellowship. So, but yeah, awesome moment there. Bolg and Azog gone, done. Both Bolg and Azog are killed, and it's crazy. Both those fight scenes are kind of they're pretty cool. I think Thorin kind of having his moment with Azog and them settling that old dispute, and you know, Azog kills his family and he's the last there, he's the king fighting, mm-hmm. and they're on a bunch of ice, and it's wild. I made the joke again, like the elbow, the pick elbow, he's got like,
oh yeah,
jeez, good god. But yeah, definitely he plays dead underneath the ice there and floats up, and then bam,
oh yeah, that was
gets
scary.
All Thorin in the foot. Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, just wild. So what else? Any other big things? Sorry.
While you're reading this, so I looked it up in the book. It actually, like I said, it really is a little bit ambiguous, left ambiguous here, how exactly Bilbo proved that he's alive, or he is Bilbo Baggins.
Yeah.
It's really just, so the return of Mr. Bilbo Baggins created quite a disturbance, both under the hill and over the hill, and across the water. It was a great deal more than a 9 days' wander. The legal bother indeed lasted for years.
Holy.
It was quite a long time before Mr. Baggins was in fact admitted to be alive again. The people who had got specially good bargains at the sale took a deal of convincing.
I bet they did. They wanted to keep their goods.
Right. And in the end, to save time, Bilbo had to buy back quite a lot of his own furniture.
That's absurd.
Many
right?
of his silver spoons mysteriously disappeared and were never accounted for. Personally, he suspected the Sackville Bagginses.
Oh, you know what? I misspoke earlier. We were reading The Fellowship, right?
Yes.
When you were sick, because that I heard the spoons came up again. Right?
Yep.
And he gives her the spoons later.
Yeah. But anyway, so no, yeah, there's not, the contract isn't here, and it's kind of left, we don't really know what he did to prove that he's, it sounded like it was a year-long struggle to prove that he's alive.
Right, but I think the movie pulling out that contract is a pretty cool move.
It is, yeah, it is, know? A pretty cool idea.
We see it, it's a funny thing in the right. first movie, to see it come back at the end is,
yeah.
is funny.
And yeah, it's perfect, like it rounds up this whole adventure, so that's really good, like, you know, that's the thing, people say, oh, I don't really like the movies, but you can always find little knickknacks that you really think are cool, and they really thought about how they will do that.
Right, yeah, to explain some
yeah, yeah, to
questions and stuff. So,
yeah.
All right, I think we'll end with this. So it's a sad but fun adventure. Mm-hmm. You know, like there's this sadness to it that Thorin, that the dwarves do reclaim their home there.
Right.
And it's a setup for other you know, future generations of dwarves to live there, and there's prosperity, and Smaug is taken out. But yeah, it just, the end of that movie, it's so sad because, again, Bilbo really became friends with them and mm-hmm. loved them and enjoyed them. And you can always come by, you know, in any time. If you're ever in the Shire, stop by mm-hmm. for some tea, right? Knock on the door. Come on in. Like, he's made good friends, and I think that's so cool. And for him to, you know, like evermore in the Shire, be labeled as this sort of odd individual who converses with dwarves and stuff. It's weird. They always show up at his house, you know. But I think it's really cool. And he's made those friends, and he went and he helped them. And he has changed. He's been changed, right. forever changed. And it's a cool story. It's a great, like, kind of adventure with this company. They fight trolls. They fight goblins. They, you know, they go through a crazy forest.
Yeah. And he saved them multiple times.
Multiple times he did. Multiple times. So it was really nice just to see, you know, the book, it's a kind of a one little moment where Thorin kind of is able to speak a word of peace and end things on good terms and stuff. So it was neat to see how they did that in the movie
it
as
was
well, too.
Really,
it both work, and it's fine. There's more action. They wanted more action for that sequence because we know Bilbo's, like, knocked out for the whole fight, right? I mean, he's really not.
Right. I didn't actually mind that part. Like, I know it's long again, but I didn't mind the whole action part. And we see a little bit of, you know, like Legolas jumping around, and then Thorin and what's his name?
Keeley, Azog.
Azog, yeah. Their action, and then I actually think it's really touching. Yeah, the scene when we see Bilbo and Thorin, and their little moment. And it is sad.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's good, and it's cool that they had. Just so much to get over. I mean, it's really, you really don't even really blame. Thorin was actually kind of a jerk prior to getting into the treasure, you know what I mean? So he had ups and downs, and had come back and said he was sorry and embraced Bilbo. And those were good. Those were good moments. But
that's the biggest thing. When he comes back and he admits, I made a mistake.
Yeah, I'm wrong. It's okay. It's always okay to, when you make a mistake, it's all, by the way, I don't know, I always put my I'm always on and off with my teacher hat around here, but I always want kids to know because I make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. It's okay. We say things out of turn we didn't really mean. We got caught up in emotion. It's fine. I see people doing it on social media all the time, getting carried away with stuff. Just come back and say you're sorry and say it's all right. You know, hey, don't end friendships, relationships, and all that kind of stuff over one little argument on whatever it is, politics or anything. You know, it drives me crazy to see people getting so worked up over stuff when we're all... I don't know. We're in this together. We all share the present. Right. We all are here together. It's something we have that kind of binds us together. So yeah, it was neat to see that from Thorin as the leader to come back at multiple times and say, hey, no, Mr. Baggins, right? I owe you one. I owe you an apology here or whatever to kind of come back and embrace him in that way.
And I think that makes him a good leader, actually.
Yeah.
He is a good leader.
Because with Smaug's treasure, it's like the curse, you know? It's really... way more. It's just sort of like, again, with Frodo and Bilbo and them having to kind of, they're really good people, but this evil energy and force is there, like the ring, right? They have to overcome all of those things in terms of the ring. And Lane and I have talked about this multiple times. Like, you, anyone who's listening, and you and I, sweetie, like, people, we're people working our way through this life. And I believe most of us fight for the light. We're fighting for good things, great things. Yeah. And things in the shadow want to take you down,
right?
They send stuff to kind of get in your way, and they're trying to take you down. You guys gotta stand up against that and fight back. And it's not, even when you do fall and you make mistakes, like Frodo and Thorin and these other characters, Bilbo, like those things happen because, not because at your core you're a bad person or whatever. Yeah. It's like we're in a fight, you know. Right. So it's okay. You're gonna win some, lose some, and the, you know, in the end, just gotta stay true. I always mention this, the cabbie in Magician's Nephew, C.S. Lewis, who wrote that just at the end, right? And everyone's worried, it's the end of time, is this the end of the world, what do we do? And the cabbie had great peace, right? If you've lived a decent life, you have nothing to fear.
Yeah.
And decent is just it, right? Just decent, right? It doesn't mean you were perfect all the time, but it means you were a decent individual. So anyway... We love you guys, and we hope you're doing well. Been a bit crazy here with just all the stuff we have kind of going on. Sorry, we kind of kind of went nuts, and this is probably a different show for you guys, different episode. We'll get back to our norm coming into the Fellowship of the Ring, which again, we'll be watching this weekend and probably hopefully turn right around and record some episodes for you guys and go from there. It's just been kind of fun. Nice, light summer movie rewatch as we get into, you know.
Yeah, and if you're free Saturday night, just join us on the chat.
Bring a beverage.
That's the best thing. Like, people talk about, you know, little movie things that we didn't know, or just in general ask questions, or you know, like go in depth about a scene. I love that.
Yeah, we actually are not sure if we're going to be here over at my dad's. We're going to be kind of like moving around, you know, like we've got a yard sale, we've got different stuff. So, but we're going to be on live. We'll post again just on our story later this week and let you guys know what time exactly that will be. Probably thinking 7, so if you guys want to join.
Right, yeah, 7 o'clock.
And again, most people hear this like months later, like, oh, I missed that, you know.
Yeah.
It's all right, though. It's
all, you can still watch. Go watch The Fellowship. Yeah, you can always go watch The Fellowship.
Yeah, it's still send us your comments and stuff. So, all right, friends. Hey, thanks so much for listening. Again, you know, we will continue on with this, and we're going to try to have, I think, in the next couple months. Thanks to everybody who's supporting us, by the way, still over on Patreon and everything else, and it helps so much. We're going to release a few more extra episodes here, I think, this summer, so we got some extra kind of content. Lane, we are getting a bag down to him soon of recording material, so he can record, which is good. Just been doing a yard sale and stuff, so he should be seeing that soon. And hopefully we'll get some little nuggets, some gems from him. I know you guys love Lane and love his family, and we want to hear from him. I'm excited to hear. He and I actually, last time we spoke, we had a kind of a clever, funny idea on how we can do maybe a fun episode for you guys in the future. So stay tuned for all of that. All right, friends. Hey, thanks so much for listening. Next time we'll be covering the Fellowship of the Ring, and the rewatch is going to be again this Saturday. How do we end this podcast? If you like this podcast, we just whistle our way out of it. If you like the podcast, don't forget to write us a review. Send us your Tolkien story if you'd like to at an unexpected podcast at gmail.com. You can send us that shadow fax. This is the worst outro we've ever done. And remember.
Bibble vices. Bibble knows.